In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, beginning at verse 13, it says, "And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such that are in the sea and all that are in them I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." Blessing and honor and glory and power. Do you realize that these exaltation, this affirmation, this praise and worship from every created entity in the universe we can identify with right now? That's right. 1 Peter chapter 1 says that our faith tested by fire, what we're going through right now, can bring us an identification with the praise and honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ at his revelation. Let's learn today how to go about doing that and identify not just with the sufferings of Christ, but also with his praise. Shall we? Let's jump right in. In Acts chapter 4, we've got the account of Peter and John being arrested and being chastised by the Sanhedrin at that time, telling them not to speak or teach anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. And verse number 23 of chapter 4 says, "And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voices to God and with one accord said," and there's this prayer of affirmation and boldness, and "you've heard their threats, Lord, but we want to identify more with you, so let us speak the word even more boldly, even though we were told that we can't." I want you to notice in this first trial before the Sanhedrin, they were just verbally threatened. In Acts chapter 5, the enemies of Christ cranked it up a notch. And they were actually not only threatened, but they were also beaten. It says in Acts chapter 5, verse 40, "And they agreed with him," this is of course with Gamaliel, "and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing," this is after the beating now, "rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Undeterred, and daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ." They were beaten, and yet they praised the Lord and rejoiced greatly that they were able to identify with the sufferings that Christ had. One of the joys in the Christian life is to be able to identify with our Master, to be able to identify with his exaltation, be able to identify with his humbling. So as the Master is, Christ, so are we his followers to be. But there are other things that we can identify with when it comes to Christ. As a matter of fact, we're looking at that in 1 Peter chapter 1. In 1 Peter chapter 1, it talks about our faith that is tested during trials and tribulations and COVID-19 and economic turmoil and political craziness and all the things that are going on right now in the midst of the great apostasy. And it says that in this, verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 1, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials." Why? Why are we rejoicing? That the genuineness, the trustworthiness, the proof, the approval, the steadfastness of our faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love. We, through our faith, being tested during difficult times, can also identify, as it says here, with the praise, honor, and glory of Jesus Christ at his revelation. We can identify with his sufferings, we can identify with his pain, But we can also identify with his exaltation. We can almost be part of those who proclaim his goodness. Now, I want you to think about this as you suffer through dark times. In the book of Revelation, there are several praises that are given by every created being on the planet, by the four living creatures, by the 24 elders, by the angels, by the entire heavenly host that give all their glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is exactly the same thing that 1 Peter says, that our faith, the testing of our faith, more precious than gold, can also bring to him. Let me begin by just reading these to you in Revelation chapter 4, and realize that through your faith, through the testing of your faith, through what we're going through right now, we can identify and share in the blessings to ourselves and also the glory we give him through our faith. Chapter 4, Revelation verse 1. It says, after these things I looked, this is when John has been taken up into heaven, and he sees things that are just monumental. And I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you the things which must take place after this. Immediately, he says, I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne set in heaven, and one who sat on the throne. And he who sat on it was like jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the thrones were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders seated, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God that he talks about in Revelation chapter 1. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and all around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. This is, of course, from Ezekiel. The four living creatures, it's having six wings, were full of eyes all around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying. Note the scene here. John is at the throne. He sees the throne. He sees the one sitting on the throne, surrounded by 24 other thrones with the 24 elders, each having a gold crown. And then there's these four living creatures that were spoken about in the book of Ezekiel. And it says that they do not rest. They do not cease 24/7, day or night, saying the words that Isaiah heard in Isaiah chapter 6. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders then fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their thrones before him, saying, almost the same words we had in 1 Peter, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. You are worthy, Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Praise and honor and glory and power. Chapter 5, of course, there's this scroll. There's no one worthy to open the scroll. John is weeping because he wants to know what's in the scroll. And all of a sudden, from the midst of the four living creatures came a lamb as if slain, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who was worthy to open the scroll. I'll pick up at verse number 8, Revelation chapter 5. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders now fell down before the lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. And then I looked, he says in verse 11, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." It gets more intense. And then every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such are as in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. The tribulation saints, Revelation chapter 7, cry out the same thing. "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." When we're in heaven, it appears from this glimpse of it in Revelation, in the book of Revelation, that we'll spend much of our time glorifying and honoring the Lamb and the Father and God and all the blessings that we've received. The four living creatures fall down on their face before him. The 24 elders who surround the throne, if you can imagine what that's like, cast their crowns at his feet and cry out glory and honor and praise. How can we today, in the middle of our trials and tribulations, in the middle of our sufferings, in a world dominated by deceit and by Satan, a world that simply belongs to him because Christ has not come back yet to defeat the usurper, how can we bring this kind of glory to our Lord? And it's by our faith. It's by our faith that is tested. And once our faith is tested, it becomes even stronger. The times that you're going through right now, no matter how horrible they may seem, will pass. But what will stay forever is your faith in him. In this, 1 Peter 1:6, you greatly rejoice. What do I greatly rejoice in? The inheritance that we have, the incorruptible gift that we've been given. And that the fact we're kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even if for a while, even for a season, even for right now, if we have to be grieved by various trials. Because we rejoice that by these trials and by the testing of our faith, that our genuineness, our trustworthiness, our ability to be approved by God, the trustworthiness of our faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to utter on our lips the very words we heard the heavenly beings utter in the book of Revelation, to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of the Lamb, at the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have not seen, yet even in our trials we still love. We still agape. And if you agape Christ through your faith in the midst of your trials, then your faith is proved genuine. Though now it says you do not see him, yet believing, having faith, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. And as a result of that, we receive the end of our faith, which is the salvation of our souls. Friends, we all go through tough times. And many in our nation, many in our church right now are going through very tough times. But it strengthens our faith. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has a plan for all of this, and his plan is to make us more like his Son. And so rejoice, because someday we'll be able to be the overcomers with our overcoming faith, be able to join with the multitude of heavenly beings, bringing nothing but praise and honor and glory to Jesus Christ at his revelation. Come, Lord Jesus, no matter what. Amen. I hope this has been a blessing to you today. And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about our faith. Have a great evening.